Track 2, Devil's Tower National Monument, Wyoming. National Park Service, U.S. Department of the Interior. On the top half of the page is a photograph captioned with Devil's Tower. This photograph shows Devil's Tower, a tall, tan gray stone tower shaped like a tree stump with vertical deep cut columns. Devil's Tower is very prominent on the landscape, and stretches into a blue sky, with sporadic fluffy white clouds behind it. At the base of Devil's Tower is an evergreen pine forest atop a gently rolling, amber, grassland ground cover. The vegetation transitions into a yellow-green forest, and a gently rolling amber grassland prairie. Rising up against the sky, a dark mist lay over the Black Hills, and the land was like iron. At the top of the ridge, I caught sight of Devil's Tower up thrust against the gray sky, as if in the birth of time the core of the earth had broken through its crust, and the motion of the world was begun. There are things in nature that engender an awful quiet in the heart of man. Devil's Tower is one of them. Quote by N. Scott Momaday, from his book, The Way to Rainy Mountain, The University of New Mexico Press. Several Indian nations of the Great Plains share similar legends on the origin of this prominent butte, the Kiowa people say. Eight children were there at play, seven sisters and their brother. Suddenly the boy was struck dumb. He trembled and began to run upon his hands and feet. His fingers became claws, and his body was covered with fur. Directly there was a bear where the boy had been. The sisters were terrified. They ran, and the bear after them. They came to the stump of a great tree, and the tree spoke to them. It bade them climb upon it, and as they did so it began to rise into the air. The bear came to kill them, but they were just beyond its reach. It reared against the tree and scored the bark all around with its claws. The seven sisters were born into the sky, and they became the stars of the Big Dipper. Bear Lodge is one of many American Indian names for the tower. Colonel Richard Dodge named it Devil's Tower in 1875, when he led a military expedition to survey the area and confirm reports of gold being discovered in the Black Hills. Scientists then thought Devil's Tower was the core of an ancient volcano. Recent data suggests it is instead an igneous intrusion formed about 50 million years ago, when molten magma was forced into sedimentary rocks above it and cooled underground, fracturing the stone into columns. An earlier flow formed Little Missouri Buttes, which eroded over millions of years. On the top left corner of the page and first column is an illustration captioned Devil's Tower Landscape Cross-Section. This illustration shows a series of three images showing the geologic formation of Devil's Tower over the course of millions of years using three rectangular, point-in-time, cross-sections of the Earth's changing surface and subsurface. The Earth's surface is yellow-green and displays some of the topographic features, while the layers of the Earth are displayed in a variety of gray, blue, yellow, and neutral colors, and magma is a bright red-orange. The top illustration depicts the earliest point in time approximately 50 million years ago. It shows two pools of molten magma cooling under the Earth's surface. A large, triangular pool of molten magma forming deep into the Earth's surface eventually formed Devil's Tower. Another pool of magma a quarter of the size and half the depth of Devil's Tower formed the neighboring Little Missouri Buttes. At this time, Devil's Tower is not visible from the Earth's surface yet. The middle image shows the emergence of Devil's Tower to the Earth's surface and the accentuated Little Missouri Buttes as a result of erosion from the sedimentary rock surrounding the features over millions of years. The bottom image shows Devil's Tower and neighboring Little Missouri Buttes as they prominently stand on the landscape today. The tower rises 867 feet from its base and stands 1,267 feet above the river, and 5,112 feet above sea level. The area of its teardrop-shaped top is 1.5 acres. The diameter of its base is 1,000 feet. On July 4, 1893, William Rogers and Willard Ripley made the tower's first official ascent using a wooden ladder for the first 350 feet. The fact that they already had a flagpole waiting for raising Old Glory atop the tower suggests the first ascent might have been one day earlier. The climbers' wives ran a refreshment stand and sold pieces of the flag as souvenirs to more than 1,000 spectators. The tower became a 4th of July meeting place for families from area ranches. At the annual picnic in 1895, Mrs. Rogers used her husband's ladder to become the first woman to reach the summit. Today, about 5,000 climbers from all over the world ascend the massive columns. On the top right corner of the page and second column is a photograph captioned Black-tailed Prairie Dog. This photograph shows a black-tailed prairie dog staring directly into the camera. The prairie dog has light brown fur and dark brown eyes, nose, and mouth. The prairie dog is surrounded by green, grassy vegetation. There is more to this area than the tower. Around its base, Black Hills pine forests merged with rolling plains grasslands. At Devil's Tower you can see every face in the process of establishing a forest from bare rock to pines. There's also great variety of birds. Over 150 species have been counted, including hawks, bald, and golden eagles, prairie falcon, mountain bluebirds, nuthatches, black-billed magpies, turkey vultures, and American kestrels. Common mammals are white-tailed deer and black-tailed prairie dog. In 1906, President Theodore Roosevelt proclaimed Devil's Tower the first national monument. Under the new Antiquities Act, Wyoming is also the home of our first national park, with Yellowstone in 1872. During the Great Depression, the Civilian Conservation Corps, CCC, built road improvements, camping and picnicking facilities, and a log museum, which still serves as a visitor center and bookstore.